Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatment at 317-559-PAIN.
The phone number to get involved, 317-684-8444. We do love hearing from you. If you'd like to give us a message, what's on your mind today? Of course, we're going to start off talking about what's going on the campuses across this country, all the university protests, and here's a phone call about that.
It's sad, but it's so easy to get rid of these protesters, and nobody will do it. Cut off all food service, water deliveries, sanitation, and kill the Wi-Fi. Guarantee they'll get out of there.
Yeah, not only cut off the food, but they're having food delivered to them. They've got large screen TVs broadcasting the message that they want. They're putting up tents.
Yeah, and, you know, these people like to lionize themselves, and a big part of it is they view it as, well, we're reenacting the 60s or whatever. Look, the 1960s and the protests over the Vietnam War, many of them, now I'm not talking about the violent counterculture protests or whatever, but many of those protests were 100% peaceful, and they were totally justified. That was an ill-begotten war. It served no purpose to benefit this country, and many of those people who behaved in a upright and exemplary manner should 50 years on applaud themselves for taking a stand. This is not that. You're cheerleading terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist group. Hamas killed over 1,000 Israelis for no reason. There was no engaged military conflict. They killed women. They killed children. They killed pregnant women. And that's what you're on the side of.
Yeah. Occupying space and disrupting people's lives. It's coercion. It's mild force.
But it comes
back. And they're not following the rules of these universities either.
But it also comes back to people will do what they believe they can get away with. And what did 2020 teach us? You can burn cities to the ground. And if the government likes the cause, they'll not only do nothing to you, you might be able to get a meet and greet with the governor and he'll let you write part of the police reform bill. I mean, look, that was the takeaway from 2020 in this country. You can do whatever you want. And if the government likes you, they will not hold you accountable.
So down at the University of Florida, they said that a lot of the people that they've arrested are outside agitators and they're engaging in clearly prohibited activities. So they're not even the students.
But that's the same thing that happened in 2020. Remember, they caught all sorts of these Antifa people and they were on camera down here telling people they were from out of town and many of them were paid. I mean, it's the same playbook, but why wouldn't they go back to it?
It worked then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Here's another phone call about this regarding IU.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Casey. I have a comment about the protests at IU. I saw the mayor of Bloomington made it a point online, on TV, whatever, to say that the Bloomington City Police will not be assisting in crowd control. I guess she feels like their response during the Black Lives Matter protests were appropriate. That was good strategy. Well, I have a message for her. Maybe that's why nobody wants to join the Bloomington City Police.
You're right. And you're seeing it here in Indianapolis. I mean, Rick Snyder has been beating the drum on this for quite a while. They've got billboards up.
Right.
That they're down hundreds of officers for Indianapolis Police Department because Joe Hogsett clearly doesn't support law enforcement. Joe Hogsett has thrown law enforcement under the bus for doing their jobs numerous times. And so that's why you've seen a lot of these big police departments shrink in size, shrink in number, shrink in scope. And these more experienced officers go to suburban communities because they don't have to deal with that crap there.
So yesterday we were talking about the latest on Kristi Noem and how it was released that she shot a dog and she put that out there in a new book. And since then, polling numbers on her have gone down. Many people saying, no, she could not be vice president at this point. That's one way to anger both sides, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Nobody likes her. But here's somebody with an idea for a next position for her.
Morning, guys. Hey, I just want to nominate Kristi Noem to be the new border czar. I think she's got the right attitude for it. Considering she'll shoot about anything. And get ready for the next big land grab. Once they finish 69 to 465, they're going to start building that second loop with 865. It happened in Raleigh, North Carolina, exactly the same way. Have a great day.
Did you see the article, speaking of land grabs? I can't remember who had the article that, and I apologize because we're just doing this on the fly here. There's an article that this property where it's believed Hogsett wants to put the soccer stadium for the MLS team.
Yeah.
There is
the house.
There's a single house, like kind of in the
middle.
Looks
more like an apartment complex.
Yeah. I think it may be a business building, but it's a building structure.
Yeah.
And this lady has refused to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be hilarious because in Indiana, see, this is what people don't realize about Indiana. Eminent domain in Indiana can only be done for infrastructure purposes. You can't, unlike other states where, hey, we want to build a casino here, and this thing's in the place of the casino. Governments, in order to enact eminent domain, have to prove an infrastructure need. I would love to see Joe Hogsett go into a court and try to tell a judge that a soccer stadium
is infrastructure.
I hope that lady stays firm, and I hope she bleeds this city for every penny possible, because that's awesome that a single individual lady might be able to stop a soccer stadium. That's great.
This next phone call, I was a little worried about it.
Oh.
Until I realized he was making a joke.
After completing the call, I'm going to try to get an urgent appointment with my physician, my pastor, and I'm going to try to locate a psychiatrist that can see me ASAP. Why? Well, simply because I agreed with practically everything Rob Kendall said today.
And I believe that was your property assessment. Property tax / assessment rant.
I get these messages from people all the time where, and look, I am the way I am, and I'm wired the way I'm wired, and I've been wired this way since I was a little kid, and it ain't going to change. And while you may not like some of the ways that I say things or how I say them or who I say them about, people know I'm right. And people look at their existence right now and how they're getting crushed by government, and they say, he might be a jerk. But he knows what he's talking about.
But he's right. So I got another message, and this was on X. They said, you are so right about property taxes, Rob. In 4 years, my small business building's property taxes have tripled. And I'm in Franklin. Yes, tripled. And then he went on to say that, yes, I'm correct. People are cheering you on when you go there.
We are the voice. And it's been this way for 4 years now. There's a reason, Casey, things like Night with WIBC sell out almost instantaneously. There's a reason when we go out places, people line up and want to talk to us. It's not because, well, you are beautiful, but it's not because of my dashingly good looks. It's because they're looking for someone. They're looking for someone to go, I get you, and I will fight for you. And we on this radio show, with no power whatsoever, we fight more for regular people than any of those politicians combined. It makes me want to puke.
The people that we're paying to fight for us.
It makes me want to puke when I see people like Jim Lucas making all that money, screwing around on Facebook. And then when he gets held to account for his hypocritical, disingenuous bullcrap that he posts, because they always talk about Biden and the taxes and all, you know, all that other stuff. And then when he gets called to account on what he's done here, oh, that's someone else's fault. Well, how else would we fund the government? Oh, when they do it, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Or it's bad. But when you do it, it's fine.
It's justified.
People are looking for someone to believe in. They're looking for someone that they think they can count on. That's why they listen to us. Because we never waver. We never change. We never back down. Do you know how many bridges I have burned over the years, Casey? Because I have no love for anything other than the truth and what is right and good government. I don't care if I'm liked by any of these people. You know what I care about our audience. I care about my parents. I care about my neighbors. I care about the people who I've lived by for almost 40 years who are like family to me. And it sucks that people in positions of power don't care and don't do anything.
All right, a couple lighter phone calls to end the segment with. Yesterday, Hammer was in the studio, and he talked about the gentleman who was accosted by a bat.
I just heard on the radio that a guy was accosted by a bat. That would seem to mean that you have bats in your building. therefore, there's going to be more encounters, I would think. Bye.
Well, I don't like the sound of that one bit.
I still have no idea what construction they're actually doing.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time.
Well, there's usually like an email that goes out. Hey, we're fixing a pipe or a drain or a concrete repair.
Normally we can smell it.
And I have seen these construction workers for several months now, and there's never been any sort of update on what's going on.
All right, one last phone call, and this one is from Gert.
Hey, guys, it's Gert. I heard Casey talking about cooking this morning. I have a question for you guys. How often do you de-crumb? That's D-E hyphen C-R-U-M-B, your toaster. I do mine twice a week. Anyway, I've talked to a couple of people about this, and they think I'm nuts. Anyway, just wondering. Love you guys. Bye.
Did you even know that was a thing?
I guess that's where you take it and you turn it upside down. Is that right?
Yeah. Kevin, it's really time you take Gert out. She's decrumbing her toaster twice a week.
Do
she
it,
knows
Kevin.
What she's doing.
You think
do it.
So?
Make it happen.
So what's the answer? How often do you decrumb your toaster? Have you ever done this?
What do you do? Just turn it upside down?
I guess, yeah. Vacuum up the crumbs or wipe
off. I very ever rarely use a toaster.
Right.
When's the last time you used a toaster?
Yesterday.
Oh, so you are an active toaster person.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a toaster snob? Like, do you have one of those fancy toasters?
No. Or,
I have one of those ones that I think is going to catch on fire every single time. I don't leave it plugged in.
No, it's just your standard toaster. I don't know, Gert. I guess I'll go home and decrumb my toaster today since you brought it up.